crosses Fen River, across the midstream, white waves rise. Flute and drum, keep time to sound the flower song of its revel and feasting. Sad thoughts come, youth's years are few.
You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
From the Wings Archive, a documentary about a famous women's refuge in India. Its model is exemplary, and its operations and its founder are still going strong. Here's producer Indu Ramesh.
This is a society where women are worshipped as goddesses. This is a culture of thousands of years where women have been considered precious and are expected to be looked after. What has gone wrong in the society? Where have we gone astray? Sushilama says that we have forgotten our culture and resolved to be good citizens, and that is the reason for all our ills.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world. Produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Women's shelters, they are called in the U.S. In Canada, transition houses. In Australia and the U.K., the term is refuges. The word for refuge in India is ashram.
Sumangali Seva Ashram. Sumangali in Sanskrit means a married woman. She is considered auspicious, with a red dot on her forehead, glass bangles on her hands, turmeric on her cheeks, and flowers in her hair. She is wife to her husband, mother to his children, daughter to her in-laws, keeping the honor of the family high, and being that pillar of strength which every family needs. Seva is service, and ashram is a refuge. Why does such an auspicious person want a refuge? Unfortunately, as in every other society, there are women in India who are battered, they are abused, they are cheated out of a good life. They definitely need a shelter where they can live with their heads held high, with someone caring for them, and a place where they are given the opportunity to show that they can manage. Sumangali Sevashram is one such organization started by a woman with one goal in life, to make the life of women around her better. Sushilamma is the founder of the organization. We went to find out where she gets the strength and the inspiration to make a haven for women who are not able to cope with their lives. Sandhya Iyer, 35 years old, good-looking, fairly well-educated, told us how she came to be in the shelter.
I got married 2-3 years back, and I had faced a lot of problem with my in-laws and my husband. So I cannot find any shelter or anything else. I did not want to go back to my mother's place again because of certain problems crop up there. So I thought best solution is to join any other institution for destitute women or anything else. And I heard about this Mangali Sevashram long before, and Amma, that is President Sushil Amma, is guiding the downtrodden woman very well. And I thought of joining here, and I came back one day with my mother, and I discussed with my mother about this, and I And I gave the suggestion myself for joining here. And she came and she admitted me here 3 years.
I asked her why she considered herself a destitute when she could go back to a job and be on her own. She knew she was capable of getting a job and be on her own. But in the lower middle class community in which she was grown up, a woman living on her own is a difficult thing. She needed some support, somebody to care for her. She has a child who is being brought up by her mother-in-law. She fought for the custody of the child, but lost her fight. She is happy that the child is being looked after well. She joined the Sevashram and learned to make foot rugs, tailoring, decorations, paper bag making, and she can earn through her work, that is, in addition to her computer work. If and when she wants to go back or to go out to make a life of her own, she will be given all help. I asked her the kind of problem she faced in her marriage. Was it the beatings, drunkenness, battering she had to go through, money problems, or what? She says she never thought marriage was what she encountered.
Anta kirukula andre ade all sorts, physically matte psychologically.
She talks of beatings, drunkenness, and other forms of abuse, but would rather forget about them and look ahead. Sandhya is not legally divorced. She thought the courts and lawyers would cost her money, which she did not have. She's grateful to Amma, that is Sushil Amma, for all the help, the shelter, and the training she has been given. All she wants to do now is to help other women who have suffered like her.
ನನಗೆ ದಂಡ ಸತ್ತೋಗ್ಬಿಟ್ರು, ಮೈದಂದ್ರು ಹೊಡೆದು ಆಚೆ ಕಳಿಸ್ಬಿಟ್ರು, ಅದಕ್ಕೋಸ್ಕರ ಕಷ್ಟದಲ್ಲಿ ಬಂದಿದ್ದೀನಿ.
ನಾಗಮಣಿ ಇಸ್ 62 years ಆಫ್ ಏಜ್ ವಿತ್ ಫೇಲಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಸೈಟ್.
ಆಶ್ರಯ ಕೊಟ್ರು ಅಮ್ಮ.
ಎ ಟ್ರೆಡಿಷನಲ್ ವೈಫ್, ಶಿ ಬಿಲೀವ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವಿತ್ ಹರ್ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್, ಬಿ ಗುಡ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀ ವುಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಕೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ಹರ್. ಹಿ ಡಿಡ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ವೇ with his lower middle class life, and then he died.
Aramisali kelsa martidru avurdu family pension ashte nanu borudu.
She was entitled to a family allowance which the husband's colleagues organized for her, and she also got a little money from his office.
Kapadta idare adrinda ili ashraya kottidare.
Not having any children of her own became the bane of her life. The husband's brothers took her in and promptly wanted her to hand over her meager allowance and the little money she got from the husband's office. She did not give them the money and was thrown out of their house. Once again, it was her late husband's colleagues who helped her to come to Sumangali Sevashram. Her eyes brim with tears as she tells how grateful she is for all the help, the shelter, and the way she is allowed to live her life in the ashram.
Avara sir Venkatachalaya anta maidandra manli idire adike aasti kodbeka 1000 rupay kodu antandro.
All she can do is help in the kitchen, cutting vegetables or scraping coconuts. She feels that she is living a more meaningful life than what she had after her husband died and left her to the mercy of his brothers.
ಆಸ್ತಿ ನಂಗೆ ಏನು ಇರಲಿಲ್ಲ, ನಾನು ತಂದು ಕೊಡಲ್ಲ ಅಂದ್ಬಿಟ್ಟಿದ್ದಕ್ಕೆ ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ಮನೆ ಬಿಟ್ಟು ಓಡಿಸ್ಬಿಟ್ರು.
ವಾಣಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಆಶ್ರಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ 2 years. ಹರ್ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಲೈಟ್ಲಿ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬೀನ್ ಬ್ಯಾಟರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಬ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್.
ನನಗೊಂದು ಮಗು ಇದೆ 4 ವರ್ಷದ್ದು, ಆದರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಯಜಮಾನ್ರ ಮನೇಲಿ ನನಗೆ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ತೊಂದರೆ ಆಗ್ಬಿಡ್ತು.
ವಾಣಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಬೀನ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಇಲ್ನೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಟ್ರೀಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್. Her parents thought she would be cured if she got married and somehow managed to find her a husband and arranged her marriage. Vani went to live with her husband and his parents. A child was born. Vani tried to be a good wife but was unable to cope with married life. Her absent-mindedness, her inability to do her chores, her incapacity to care for her child brought abuses and scolding from her mother-in-law.
ನಾನಾ ಕಾರಣಗಳಿಂದ ಅಂದರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಯಜಮಾನರು ಕೆಲಸಕ್ಕೆ ಹೋಗಿದ ತಕ್ಷಣ ತುಂಬ ಬೈಯೋರು, ನನ್ನ ಮಗನ ತಲೆ ಮೇಲೆ ಚಪ್ಪಡಿ ಕಲ್ಲು ಎಳೆದ್ಬಿಟ್ಟಿದ್ದಾರೆ, ಇಳಿಸ್ಲಾರ್ದಂತ ಚಪ್ಪಡಿ ಕಲ್ಲು ಎಳೆದ್ಬಿಟ್ಟಿದ್ದಾರೆ, ಆ ಥರ ಒಂದು ದಿವಸನೂ ಬಿಡ್ದಂಗೆ ಹೇಳ್ತಾಯಿದ್ರು.
The husband and the mother-in-law did not understand her needs. Vani told him to marry again so that at least he had a better life and came out. She could not stay with her parents. They were having their own money problems. She realized their problem and wanted to come away from there. But where? Fortunately, they heard about the ashram. Her father looked it up and brought Vani to this shelter. She breaks into tears and weeps about the way the mother-in-law used to shout at her for all her mistakes. She is even now under treatment for her mental illness. Even now she would like to see her baby girl who is 4 years old and is being brought up by her in-laws. Vani is a college graduate and would like to live on her own, earning her own living. But her illness is making it difficult, because she cannot give the kind of attention to her job the employers expect her to give. She is now earning a little bit of money by making spices for sale, helping in the kitchen. Vani is living life one day at a time, trying to cope with her world. Anita is just 18 and she is the second of 3 children. She has left home because she thought she was a burden to her parents, who are very poor.
ನಾನು 2 months ಆಯ್ತು ಬಂದೆ. ನಾನು ಬಂದಿರೋದು ಮನೆ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಇತ್ತು ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ.
ಎಂಥ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಅಮ್ಮ?
ನಮ್ಮ ತಂದೆ ತಾಯಿಗೆ ನೋಡ್ಕೊಳಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗ್ತಿದ್ದಿಲ್ಲ ಅಂದರೆ ತುಂಬ ಬಡವರಿದ್ರು.
ಶಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಫಿನಿಶ್ ಸ್ಕೂಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಅ ವಾಲಂಟ್ರಿ ಏಜೆನ್ಸಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಲೆಟರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ರೀಜನಲ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್. ಹರ್ ಫಾದರ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ವಿಲೇಜ್ ಅಕೌಂಟೆಂಟ್. ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ರಿಟೈರ್ಡ್ ನೌ. And there is the eternal problem of money. Anita feels that with the training she has been given at the ashram, she can go back to her parents and help them with her earnings.
Yenandre nanage en gottagilla avaga adri ivaga hogbeku anta anustha ide hogtenre mate
illi idgondu ade kelsa maartta idira
illa.
Lakshmi Narayanamma has come from Shidlagatta, which is about 200 miles away from Bangalore. She is dressed in a printed silk sari, and the jewelry, the ear tops, the nose ring and the 3 gold necklaces declare her as an upper middle class woman. She is that, and she told us that she is spending a week with Sushilama to learn how to organize work for poor, illiterate, untrained women in her own town.
ಇಲ್ಲ, ಇದರಲ್ಲಿ ಬಡ ಹೆಂಗಸರಿಗೆ ಒಂದು ಉಪಯೋಗ ಮಾಡೋ ಅಂತ ಒಂದು ಉದ್ದೇಶ ಇಟ್ಕೊಂಡು ಮುಂದೆ ಅವರಿಗೆ ನಾವು ಒಂದು ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಆಗೋ ಇದರಿಂದ.
She and a couple of friends have decided to set up an organization which will benefit the women by teaching them skills so that they can earn something and lead a responsible life.
ಹಣಕಾಸು ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಇವಾಗ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ತೊಂದರೆಯಲ್ಲೇ ಇದೆ, ಅದು ಯಾವ ರೀತಿ ನಾವು ಸಂಪಾದನೆ ಮಾಡ್ಕೋಬೇಕು ಅಂತ ಅದನ್ನು ತಿಳ್ಕೋಬೇಕು ಅಂತ ಬಂದಿದೆ.
ಕೇಳಿರಿ ಕೇಳಿರಿ ಮಹಿಳೆಯರೇ, ಶ್ರೀಶಕ್ತಿಯ ಶುಭ ವಾರ್ತೆಯನ್ನು.
3 ಯಂಗ್ ವಿಮೆನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಟೇಕನ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಆಶ್ರಮ್, ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟರ್ನ್ ದೇರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್, ಪಾವರ್ಟಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಲೆಸ್ನೆಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಎನ್ವೆಲಪ್ಸ್ ದ ಲೈವ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೋಯರ್ ಮಿಡಲ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ವಿಮೆನ್, ವರ್ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ ಆಂಥಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಸೇವಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್.
ಸ್ವಸಹಾಯ ಗುಂಪೇ ಉಳಿತಾಯ ಗುಂಪು ಎಂದು ಸಾರಿ ನಾವು ತಿಳಿಸೋಣ, ಇದೇ ಮಹಿಳೆಯರ ಶ್ರೀಶಕ್ತಿ ಗುಂಪು ಎಂದು ನಾವು ತಿಳಿಸೋಣ
ರತ್ನ ವಾಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸಿಂಗರ್ಸ್. ಶಿ ಹಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ಇಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎ ಹಾಫ್. ಶಿ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಹರ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಡ್ರೋವ್ ಹರ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹೌಸ್. ಶಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಸೀನ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಆಶ್ರಮ್ ಆನ್ ಸುಶೀಲಮ್ಮ ಆನ್ ದ ಟೆಲಿವಿಷನ್ and she had read about it in the newspapers and ran away from home. She is happy here and does not want to go home. She is at that stage where her troubled mind cannot even see a better day or a better life. But Ratna is sure she will make a life for herself with Sushilama's help.
You're listening to a report by Indu Ramesh about the Sumangali Save Ashram in Bangalore, India, and the woman who founded it, Sushilama.
And then we met Sushilama, short, dressed in a white sari and blouse, hair untidy, looking very businesslike. Sushilamma told us her story. Born into a fairly affluent weaver family, she had nothing to worry.
Our family is very rich once upon a time. After that war and all comes, you know, then our family become very poor stage.
Her father was weaving silk saris, and it was a comfortable life. It was when she was in school that the Second World War turned their comfortable life topsy-turvy. The price of silk yarn went through the roof, and Sushilamma's father lost all his money trying to keep his word to his customers.
He took the advance before that war time. After that, the silk rate is raised. We committed to give the saris, but double the money, sir. But customers not agree for that. On that time, my father told, keeping my word to the community, I want to bear the same.
Bear the loss.
Loss. Yes, that happened like that.
From a rich merchant family, overnight they became poor. Sushilamma took on teaching young children, even as she was studying, to support the family.
On that time, we had become very, very poor stage. The mother and father and all, we had did lot of work and all.
Even as a child, she had this habit of getting children together and doing puja, that is worship of the goddess of learning. Other children followed her in whatever she undertook to do. Studying in the fifth grade, she was teaching the first graders after school just so she could contribute something to the family. By the time she came to the ninth grade, she had 60 students coming to her for lessons.
When I was studying in the middle school, I started to teaching the first standard and second standard students. And then when I was in high school, I am giving the tuition to 60 children. Poor children from first standard to fifth standard.
With her help, the family slowly limped back. She finished school and it was felt that she should get married, like all young women had to get married. They found her a bridegroom and she was keeping house for her husband and had three children. By all counts, she was happy, but then there was something worrying Sushila's mind. She was not happy just being a mother and wife. She had to do something, help people and make things better for them. This idea of her wanting to do good and service to people created tensions, and she finally moved out of her marriage, taking all the responsibility for the breakup and freed her husband from any commitment. When she walked out of her marriage, all she had with her was 15 rupees, little less than 50 cents in American money today. She took up a job in a government-run electrical company, and her bosses recognized her interest in making things better for people. They made her responsible for the daycare center they were running for the women employees' children. Then she became responsible for the welfare of the women working in the factory.
15 years I joined the factory, and in there also I am in the sports committee and union. And counseling, little bit of counseling. I am doing all this.
The company grew, and so did Sushilamma. Her concern for the welfare of women was growing all the time. She finally quit her job and started out on a saga of welfare work.
I resigned in 1973, and I came to the social work. Beginning stage, a lot of problems we faced, but day by day, year by year, the problem is solved.
Those days, earnings were meager, but she managed to save from that to help her run a hostel for girls from poor families. I asked her why she was concentrating on women and poor children. She could have started a private school teaching children from affluent families. She explained that her idea was to impart free education to people who could not pay for education. And then, through the children, Sushilamma reached the parents and started a home for women and children.
79, these three family came along with the children, mother and children. We kept them and we started one baby center there and we put them there and cooking work and all, and we kept it.
destitute women started coming in. I asked her how she decides who is a destitute.
I am hesitating to tell that a destitute name. No, I am very, hesitating to tell like that. But who are facing the problems, the women are coming to us with the children.
What kind of problems do they face?
By husband, drunkard, beating.
Do women who come here end up living here all their lives? What about patching up with their husbands? Sushilamma told us that in 90% of the cases, she manages to get marriages saved, but in 10% of the cases, it is just not possible. And she gave us reasons for this.
Because the husband having some affair with other girl before the marriage, then after the marriage, he is giving a lot of problems to this second girl.
Counseling continues for weeks, sometimes months, and even years before the husband and wife can be put together.
When we are doing the counseling, we know their intention, whether they are joining or not, because we are taking it separately. And if there is any problem to the women's side, then only we are keeping here.
What actually breaks a marriage? Is it money or the other woman or what?
One is, I told you, before the marriage there is an affair. That's one. Second is drinking, drunkards. Third is money problem. They need always money and all. The girl's parents can't give. Then they are beating and all.
Dowry, money paid by the girl's parents at the time of marriage, is illegal in India. But people have various ways to overcome this legal problem. The husband's family asks for money, house, vehicles, and many other things. The girl's parents somehow manage to get the money, but there is a limit to what they can give.
But the girl's parents, seeing the daughter's face, they are giving here and then and there the money and all. And we are doing here the counseling.
She told us of a woman who is an attorney. Sushilamma feels that educated women are not relating what they have studied into their own lives. She asks what law can do when the woman does not want to take that very difficult step of taking her life in her own hands.
They knew the law of the Dowry Act, but still they want. No?
Awards have been showered on Sushilamma. Help keeps coming in from the government, funding agencies from all over the world, and people who just want to do their bit to add to her strength. More importantly, Sushilamma has been recognized as a no-nonsense social worker who has only one agenda, that to help people, especially women and children in difficulty. People have tried to bring in religion in her work.
I won't believe religion. I am believing in what is our Sanskriti.
Culture.
Good culture we want. Family, how the family must lead. That is a good culture, you know. Religion is separate. Culture is separate. There is a lot of religions. But I concentrate only culture. Not religion.
Your culture, you mean the way people behave?
Yes. How they want to maintain their family, and how they want to look after parent and wife and relations and society. This is our culture.
I asked her about her philosophy of optimism.
What is a philosophy? What we want to do good work, that is a philosophy. I am applying that.
Starting with a small beginning and absolutely no money, Sushilamma, over the last 26 years, has managed to build an organization known all over India and also in other parts of the world. People came to help her.
I come early morning, whatever may be the time, even at 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning, and I get back home any time in the night. And I drive her down to any place around India, wherever she has to go, be it be any corner of India, I drive her down to any place that she wants to visit.
Earlier in the day, we had seen a station wagon being maneuvered into the compound by a woman dressed in a printed white sari. It was Sridevi, who gave up a lucrative job in a multinational company to work with Sushilamma. Sridevi came over and told us about her own life and how she looks at Sushilamma.
I was working for a multinational company known as Multitech Software as an administrative manager. I got in touch with her for a cooperative sector where we both of us had elections that we had to face. So that's how I became friendly, and then the abundant love that she gave me in front of everybody. She has about 220 children here in the campus. In front of everybody she came and she gave me so much of love that which my own mother who has given birth to me I was not able to get from her. That much of love that she gave, and that moved me really. And then today I'm able to work.
You gave up your MNC job?
Yeah, I gave up my MNC job.
And you stayed here, started
yes.
living here?
Yes. But for Sushilamma's far-sighted vision that she had, somewhere in the middle school grade, today we could not have seen such a huge institution which has grown leaps and bounds under her leadership.
I asked her about the women who come here and how they settle into the ashram.
Initially, there is a little amount of inhibition because people still look down. They would have come from a very bad social problem that they would have come here. They would have still, that psychological barrier would be there within them. It'll take roughly about a week's time for them to come out of that barrier. And gradually they come out of the barrier. And after about certain sittings with Amma, wherever I use the word Amma, it is Sushilamma because we all popularly call her as Amma. So when once the two or three sittings of Amma's is there, the amount of confidence that is showered onto them, shown the encouragement and other things, automatically they boost themselves up, and then they forget the social problem that they have come and they say, let us leave. There are many a times that many women have come here saying that we would like to suicide than to exist. With that intention they would have come here, and after seeing her, their tables are turned topsy-turvy.
What has she gained by the work she does?
I have gained a lot of exposure onto the people from every walk of life. Earlier it was just a few people from the MNCs and other things that I used to have. Now, from below poverty line to the richest and all walks of life. More than anything, the job has given me a lot of satisfaction because you can mix with varied people here, and then the exposure is very good. And above and all, I have Amma who can guide me from a small pin to a large mountain.
We went round the ashram watching women making doormats, spices, tailoring clothes, making nutrition-rich meals for school children, decorative articles, pottery, and ever so many other things. There is a cooperative society run by the women in the shelter, which takes care of the marketing of the products and is responsible for paying the women enough to lead a meaningful life. We could have spent some more time in the ashram, but it was time to go. We made way for the group of young computer experts working in an American company. They had come to offer to teach computers to the children of the school run by the ashram. We turned to go and found a man at the gates who had come wanting to feed a festive meal for the inmates of the ashram in memory of his mother. Two women walked in asking for mother, that is Sushilamma, wanting shelter to get out of their wretched existence. We were very happy to direct them to Sushilamma, who was busy organizing the women workers in a new project and a new hope. We turned away from the gates, sure in the knowledge that with women like Sushilamma, there's hope for the wretched and the battered, the beaten and the broken.
That program was produced in 2003 by the late Indu Ramesh. 20 years later, Sumangali Seva Ashram has 35 types of programs and has benefited more than 16 million people. Their website has a very long name. For a link, email wings@wings.org. Wings thanks your community radio stations, Suzette Cullen and Genevieve Vaughn, whose recent events are viewable at maternalgifteconomymovement.org. That's all one word, maternalgifteconomymovement.org. I'm Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.